May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madaline Channel, welcome to another wonderful and uplifting silsila, Spiritual Cures. Wherever you may be, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. A reminder for all of us that when we are making dua for ourselves, our family members, our community, then remember the ummah as well. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he azza wa jal grants relief to the ummah, shifa, cure to those who are sick and suffering, maghfirah, forgiveness to those who have passed on, and protection against the oppressors. Well, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we have some calls, some questions on different types of problems and difficulties that people are facing. Who knows, maybe one of these you will be also going through, or perhaps you may know somebody. And so we advise, have a journal, a diary or a notebook, and you can jot down the important Madani pearls of advices along with the wada'if and awrad, the invocations and litanies, and use that as a reference book for yourself or for somebody else. You share it with good intentions, you'll earn thawab, reward, inshallah ta'ala. Ink is the best memory. Let's make some good intentions. As the beautiful hadith states, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Make the good intentions. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness. For the pleasure of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, inshaAllah ta'ala. Certainly, time is fast. Life is short. It doesn't matter how long you live, rather how you live. So how am I living my life? In obedience to my Creator, my Sustainer, my Nourisher, Almighty Allah, the One to whom I'm going to return to sooner than I realize. It's going to happen any moment, all of a sudden. So shouldn't I, if I want to be wise and smart and intelligent, then shouldn't I live my life obeying Him, Azza wa Jal, obeying the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, living my life in accordance to the teachings of Al-Quran and the blessed Sunnah of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every day, let's do ourselves a favor and reconnect with the glorious Quran. Recite a minimum of 3 verses every day with the English translations from Kanzul Iman, English commentary from Miftahul Ihsan. The soft copy, the hard copy is available every day. Recite throughout your day, Dhikrullah, Salawat, Durood-e Pak, Istighfar. Make sincere tawbah on a daily basis. Abstain from sins, be punctual with the salahs, fulfill rights of others, learn and practice the sunnah, learn a dua or something of deen for the day. Above all, let's do our best to obey Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Before we go ahead with the first call for today, let's go over an excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi Durood e Pak. The one who recites Durood Sharif just one time, Almighty Allah will grant that person 10 rewards, forgive 10 minor sins, and will raise and elevate that person's status in his court by 10 times. We'll request our wonderful team and director Saab to please go ahead with the first call for today. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
Before I ask my question, I just want to say that the show Spiritual Cures is of a lot of value to us, and we really enjoy the presentation by Maulana Naushad. And my question for today is, how can a person suppress their ego? Jazakallah.
Ameen. وإياكم. The nafs al-ammara that each and every one of us have, the ego, the carnal self, carnal desires, base desires, works with shaitan, iblis, the cursed and rejected one, in order to command us, to constantly command us towards fulfilling evil desires. This ego, if we don't control it, it ends up controlling us and will lead to destruction. Islamic spiritual cultivation teaches us that unlocking our human potential requires that we strive to free ourselves from the dictates of the commanding ego self. So overpowering, controlling of the ego is not a once-off thing. Suppressing it, controlling it, is an ongoing process until your very last breath. The awliya Allah, the pious people, if we study their biographies, we get to understand that they went through lots of trials and difficulties in order to control this wild animal, the nafs al-ammara. Successful people acknowledge their mistakes and take them as opportunities for growth, gradually, step by step, improving themselves to be the best that they can. We need to knock this nafs, the ego. For many people, it's difficult. But certain things, if we start and we continuously do, then inshallah al-kareem, there'll come a time, and if we continue that process or those processes, there'll come a time when you'll have some relative control over the nafs. That's what the pious people did, to draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If, for example, you made a mistake, you hurt somebody's feelings, even if you did not make a mistake, apologize. Ask for maaf. Not easy for the nafs, not easy for the ego, but I'm right, he's wrong. Even if you are wrong, it's not easy to humble yourself. So humbleness and humility for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And forgive people. Be in the habit of forgiving others. This is so difficult for the nafs, for the self, the ego. Suppress the urge, the need to always want to add your opinion to everything. Spend time amongst the poor and needy. Visit the orphanages. Visit the old age homes. See how you can help financially, with your time, with your expertise as well. And constantly develop this sincere humbleness and humility for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A quiet shift in perspective is what is needed. As they say, if you change your mindset, you change everything. That's where the change is initiated, the mindset. So the next time you feel hurt over something, something small, trivial, pause, reflect, and ask yourself gently, is this about my dignity or my ego? Will this truly matter in the sight of Almighty Allah? What response would bring me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Cultivate patience, forbearance, tolerance, cultivate consciousness through salah, prayer, develop discipline through fasting, let go of attachments to material items through zakah, through sadaqat. You know what else is very important and very effective? To surround yourself with good people. People who themselves are humble, who are good, who do good deeds, deeds of piety. That in their gatherings, you only hear good and positive things. In their gatherings, you only hear about Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, about the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi wa Alihi Wasallam, about Sahaba Kiram, about Ahlul Bayt Athar, about Awliya Allah, about preparing for the grave and the afterlife. Keep turning to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal in dua. Dua is the weapon of a believer. It is the essence of ibadah. Keep begging Almighty Allah to help you change, to overpower the ego, to curb the desires. Focus on accountability in the afterlife. That whatever I do, whatever I say or see or hear, I'm accountable. Pride, arrogance, riya, ostentation, showing off. Remove all these rusts from the heart and the mind. There are certain wada'if and invocations to be recited throughout your day continuously, whether you are sitting, walking, standing, in wudu, without wudu. And if a person does all these madani pearls that we have discussed, of course, punctuality with salah, fulfillment of obligatory duties upon us, fulfilling of people's rights, etc., that has to be in order. And along with that, implement these madani pearls that were just shared. And along with that, these wada'if. So throughout your day, recite continuously, Ya Ghaffaru, Ya Ghaffaru, Ya Ghaffaru, Ya Khabiru, Ya Khabiru, Ya Khabiru, and Ya Afuwu, Ya Afuwu, Ya Afuwu. And in between, recite salawat through the park, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah, inshallah al-Kareem. Through the mercy, through the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will see positive results. Please go ahead with the next call. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Azat, I hope you are doing well, in the best of health. I have a question. What can one do to gain all-round protection? If you could give us some beautiful words of wisdom, inshallah.
Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. We all want and need physical security. Safety and security is a priority in our lives, one of the priorities. Of course, we must take all necessary precautions, and all depending on your situation, your circumstances. If you are leaving the home, make sure that there's no suspicious people, person, or vehicles that are standing around, that are parked around. Make sure your seatbelt is on. Make sure your vehicle is roadworthy. When you are out and about with your family members, with your children, at the mall or other public places, precautions are necessary. Keep a lookout. Are there any suspicious characters standing around? Keep a hawk's eye on your little ones. When you are retiring to bed, before that, when you close your doors and windows, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and close, so that, yes, we want protection against the human criminals, but what about the invisible ones, the evil jinn? By reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before closing your doors, before closing your windows, inshallah ta'ala, that forms a type of barrier which does not allow the entry of evil jinn into your homes. Whenever you return home, before entering the home, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Enter with the right foot. Make salam loudly. Make salam to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Recite Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, one time. Because if a person enters the home without reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, then a shaitan, a devil enters with that person. And what do you think that devil is going to do? Cause mischief in the home. Cause friction between family members, fighting, arguing, domestic issues. And yes, we all, more or less, depending on the area that the person stays, have burglar guards for the windows, certain gates that are put by our doors. We have alarm systems. Maybe we have security companies, panic buttons are available. So whatever necessary precaution is required, that must be taken. Don't be caught out alone somewhere when it's dark. Be in busy, well-lit areas. After dark, there's no real need unless a person has a night shift and they're going to work, especially for Islamic sisters. When going to bed, after when you read your du'as and surahs and Suratul Fatiha, recite Ayatul Kursi. By reciting Ayatul Kursi, an angel is appointed as a sentinel, a guard, to protect one against evil humans and evil jinn as well. And teach our children safety and security matters, how to react if they are lost somewhere. If you've gone out and they're lost somewhere in that gathering, then what should they do? Of course, we teach our children about stranger danger. Don't talk. Don't entertain strangers. And today, strangers, the ones that have evil intentions, kidnappers, spotters, predators, they come with a smile and they are neatly dressed. So you let down your guard and they are there to influence. They are smooth talkers. And they try to manipulate those who are vulnerable, especially children. So if your child is lost, they should at least memorize one of the parents' phone numbers. They should not ever give personal details like where they stay to strangers. Give the number or go to maybe a lady in that gathering. You can advise them who's got children with her, or some police officer or security guard. So these things need to be taught. There's a beautiful wazifa for protection against kidnappers. Amir Ahl Sunnat, Dam Rakatum Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, a Kamil Wali of Allah Azawajal, a great scholar and saint of Islam who is followed by tens of millions around the world, advises us that when you're making wudu, then throughout the duration of your wudu, recite Ya Qadiru, Ya Qadiru, Ya Qadiru. You're washing your hands, your face, your arms, your feet. Ya Qadiru. And in between, Durud e Pak. The one who does this, Insha'Allahul Kareem, will be protected against kidnappers. Be sure to teach this to your children and encourage them to implement it in their wudu as well. For protection of one's belongings, home, workplace, shop, recite the following 49 times daily and blow towards the shop or your place of work, your home, your belongings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willing, the reciter will be protected from various losses. 49 times every day, recite Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu. Durud Sharif once before and after. Any wazifa that one is reciting, any litany, then always recite at least one Durud Sharif, Salat ala Nabi, before and after, unless there is a stipulation of reciting a fixed number of times, 3 times before and after, 11 times before and after. If there's no stipulation, at least once before and after. Write the following down. 69 times on a piece of paper, a clean piece of paper. Or get somebody to write it down. Get it framed and hang it in your home or in the shop. Allah willing, no evil spirit, evil jinn will enter there, and if it's present, it will run away. 69 times, write on a clean piece of paper, La ilaha illallah, 69 times, and frame it up. Likewise, recite La ilaha illallah, and do dam, blow onto things that are commonly used. Allah Azza wa Jal willing, those things will be protected and there will be blessings as well. And also, write down La ilaha illallah 65 times on a clean piece of paper, fold it up like a ta'weez, an amulet, and keep it with you, insha'Allah al-Kareem. You will receive protection from the harshness of cruel people. We will request our team, please go ahead with the next call. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Malana, my question is, some children are rebellious. How can parents deal with this and what can be read to make them obedient? Jazakum Allahu khairan.
Ameen wa iyyakum. I think many parents are going through this difficulty of rebellious kids. Today they say Gen Z, Gen Alpha, and you know, they think the next generation, Beta. So we need to try to locate what is the root cause of this rebelliousness. So we need to know, one of the things is, who are my child's friends? Because absolutely they will be influenced by their friends in school, in madrasa. And those children, they come from different backgrounds. Some come from very rough backgrounds where the parents are not of good character. They might be swearing, screaming, shouting, physically abusing. Then you have social media. Even if your child is not on social media, does not have access to the internet, to Wi-Fi, to devices, other kids have. And they would be influenced by that, by the trends, what is trending, what is fashionable, what is what they call hip, cool, the fashion culture. And they bring that to the school as well, when they have the discussions during the lunch breaks. So it's important for parents to be approachable and to create from the very beginning stages a strong rapport and relationship with your children. Be their number one friends whilst maintaining parent-child respect. If we have, as parents, if we are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disobedient to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not performing our salahs, committing sinful acts, if a father is earning his income from prohibited haram sources, and with that same money buying food which is filling the bellies of our children, don't you think those kids will become disobedient, stubborn, rebellious towards us? So if we can identify what is the root cause or causes of that stubbornness, depending on the circumstances, even sibling rivalry, it's a real thing. Watch for these things. Be fair. in your treatment towards your children. If you gave one sweet, give one sweet to each of the others as well. Don't show favor to one over the other. It's a sure way for the others to become stubborn, to not listen. So cultivate an environment which is conducive to learning. A positively charged Islamic ethos in the homes. His Eminence Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah advises us to do something so simple, so practical, yet very effective. To create an Islamic environment and to bring family members closer together. It's called a home dars. Dars means a lesson. And for the material, once again, you can contact Maktabatul Madina or download for free from DawoodIslami.net, where you're going to read out 5 to 7 minutes only, but every day. Select a time. For example, if you normally have supper, dinner, after Maghrib Salah, perform the Maghrib Salah, then before eating, everybody is to sit down at one time around the table or the dining mat. And one person must read out from the book. Just follow, read out. Because our books of Dawood-e-Islami, our speeches, our discourses revolve around Islah, reformation, to help us reform ourselves. And appoint as a responsibility, to teach responsibility, each member of the family, like Mondays, your turn, Tuesdays, your turn. Give them the books, hard copy or soft copy, in advance so that they can prepare. They can select 2-3 paragraphs and just read out from there. So multiple things will be happening. One is you're spending quality time together as a family. Keep all the devices away, out of sight. Quality time. You're learning something of deen from authentic sources. And you're creating an Islamic environment. Try it with good intentions. Okay, now for the wadaif, the invocations. For a child that is disobedient. In fact, any such member of the household which is acting stubborn, when they go to sleep, then recite the following blessed verses of the Holy Quran every day for 11 days or 21 days by the person's bedside towards the head side, but in such a volume that they don't wake up. So it must be audible. You must be able to hear yourself reciting, but not so loud that they will awaken. For 11 days every day or 21 days by their headside. Recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bal huwa Quranum Majid fi lawhim mahfuz. That's it. With Salat ala Nabi Durud Sharif once before and after. These ayat are from Suratul Buruj, verses 21 and 22. Other wadaif, the one who recites the following 21 times in the morning before sunrise with one hand on the forehead of the child, the disobedient child, whilst facing towards the sky, that child will become pious, inshallah, sawajal. 21 times. Ya Shaheedu, Ya Shaheedu, Ya Shaheedu. Recite on a daily basis, Surah Falaq, Surah Nas. Once each, with Durud Sharif once before and after, and then do dam on the child. Blow towards the child. Allah willing, that stubbornness will disappear. And I want to share one more. A beautiful Quranic dua that we should make after every fard salah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yuni waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. I'm sure you heard this dua many a times. This is from the glorious Quran. So recite this dua after every salah, or at least after every fard salah. This is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our spouses, make our children the coolness of our eyes, make us the leaders of the pious people. Allahu Akbar. You as a parent, mother or father, you are the hero of your child. Yes, when they get towards the teenage years and as the influences increase, they may compare you to others. But before that happens, start with your tarbiyah, your training, your nurturing, your influencing their minds. Because their minds are still developing, their brains are still developing. It's easy for social media, for societal pressures, for peer pressure to manipulate, to influence the mind of your child. When you're going to perform salah, take your child for salah. You're going to the masjid for fathers, brothers, husbands out there. If your child is of your son is of understanding age, take him along. Let him be in that Islamic environment. Attend with him the weekly sunnah inspired ijtima of Dawud Islami. Get involved with the madani activities. Enroll in one of our classes, one of our courses, online or at our various Madani Marakis and Islamic centers. All these things will help, inshallah ta'ala, to create a better relationship between us parents and our offspring as well. Because a parent only wants what is best for their children. It should not be only worldly things, worldly comforts and conveniences. No, they're there to lay and solidify their foundation, which is Islamic values, Islamic teachings as well. Inshallah al-Kareem, by doing this, you will see lots of positive results in your life and in your home as well. Until next time, if you think good, you will speak good, you will do good, and good things will happen. Inshallah al-Kareem. Keep safe and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain.